This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new law requires the IRS to wait until February 15th next year to send refunds to households receiving the Earned Income Tax Credit and Child Tax Credit because of requirements imposed by Congress. The estimated size of the private mortgage industry outside of regulation is more than $65 billion. Facebook's efforts to hide the human hands and inescapable bias behind its algorithms is continuing to build controversy, with Senator Thune from South Dakota now also weighing in and asking for more transparency. Others argue that Facebook has to admit that it is a critical news and media organization. Rough estimates from water advocates indicate that testing all the schools participating in the National School Lunch Program would run about $7.6 million for all of the child and adult care food program child care sites, 140,000 of which are run out of private homes, the price tag would be about $14 million. The Brazilian Senate voted 55-22 to suspend President Dilma Rousseff, who is accused of borrowing from state banks to conceal a deficit which will lead to an impeachment trial. Percentage of families earning middle-class incomes fell in nearly 9 out of 10 major metro areas across the country between 2000 and 2014, according to new research by the Pew Research Center. The study defined middle-class households as those making between two-thirds and twice the national median income. That was roughly $42,000 to $125,000 a year for a family of three in 2014, though adjustments were also made for the cost of living in different areas. The SWIFT international bank transfer system that is earlier was hacked for $81 million sent a notice to banks that it was again under attack through the same means. Meanwhile, a Chinese hacker posted a personal information on Twitter about many of the rich and powerful in the country in a protest against the selling of personal ID information collected by the Chinese government. EPA has announced new rules on the emissions of methane gas from oil and gas wells and storage tanks. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.